This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
What to do with anger. From Matthew 5. If you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother or sister has something against you, first go and be reconciled to them. Your colleague belittles you in front of your coworkers, and you silently plot how to get even. A driver rudely cuts you off in the freeway, and you hit the accelerator to show them what you think of their driving. Your parents made mistakes that have hurt you, and you spent your adult life being angry over how they treated you. Anger can be incredibly corrosive when we let it simmer in our hearts. It can eat away at marriages and friendships. It can ruin a career in one foolish outburst. Jesus warns us that if it's left unchecked, anger can escalate into name-calling, hostility, and even murder. We may think we are obeying God's law against murder if we don't kill, but Jesus warns that the root of murder lies in our heart if we let anger fester. How do we deal with anger? Jesus calls us to be active in seeking reconciliation with our neighbors. Even if they are the ones who have wronged us, we are called to take it upon ourselves to make things right again. After all, that is how Jesus makes peace with his enemies, us. While we were yet sinners, Jesus died to reconcile us to his Father. Grasping the enemy love of God will melt the anger in our hearts. With whom do you need to make peace today?
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.